Why not? Spaziano Sandy on 98PXY. Good morning. It's Wednesday. It's not bad out, really. It's close to 40 degrees. Wind's going to start. Oh my God! Wind's going to start whipping and going to dive through the the day. So temps will go down. So probably tonight it's going to be into the 20s by time you get done with school or work. So that's what you want to do.
Okay. Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Oh my God! I was coming in this morning, right? And it was perfectly quiet. Now it was windy at my house. So I get down. I get out this corner here where we are in the High Falls, and it's neat. The building, the Stantec building, which used to be the Jillian's, and then the parking garage. We come out, walk across the street. It's a classic intersection. I'm halfway across the street. I'm a little weird at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm all looking around to see if anybody's around, right?
Mm-hmm. You got to.
And I'm nothing. And as I was walking down the street across it, this square styrofoam takeout box literally attacked me. It came racing across the street, took a right angle and came right at me, and it scared the living crap out of me.
So does that mean that we have to order plates today?
I think we should. It was like the attack of the garbage plate box.
Yeah, we haven't had it in a while.
No, it was weird. It was just weird. Like there was it was like somebody like threw it at me. Like there was no wind. There's nothing. It just was. I heard it scraping, going boom, and it hit me. I'm like.
He probably flailed his arms like all scared.
like sparkle fingers.
Screamed like a girl.
It's going to be not bad, as we said. But tomorrow, sun mid-20s. That's it. Right. Okay, PXY Summer Jam. Tickets are on a roll, and they're flying out of all Wegmans locations. They're flying out of 90pxy.com. And you'll be able to fly somewhere this weekend to meet us out and get buy one, get one tickets.
Yeah, let me check the book, see if it's updated. Because I know online on 98pxy.com, they always update it. But yeah. I have to check the book.
Why do you do that? Oh, the
Charlie Sheen thing.
I'm sorry. The Charlie Sheen thing last night was in 2020. It was just so fantastically delicious. It's just such a hot mess.
He's on Twitter now, and his bio says unemployed winner.
After he got his kids taken away from him yesterday afternoon, he posted his first tweet. With one of his girlfriends.
That's what he calls them.
Yeah,
his goddesses.
Yeah.
If you missed that,
and he was holding like chocolate milk, and she was holding something else. I don't know.
He likes using the word winning.
Yeah,
I'm a winner.
How can he say he's a winner when his children got taken away from him, and we all see him as a total
loser,
train wreck?
Yeah. But you know what?
In the eyes of Charlie,
it's just so true. He's, they did the little kind of a bio on him, and he's always been a mess since he was 21.
Has he? See, I don't know.
He even said in an interview, he's like, girls, booze, drugs, anything I want. It's all handed to me. It's fantastic. And he was cocky back then.
Well, see, that's what it is. Who was I? Was I talking to you about it? Like, what makes you snap like that? Is it because you have so much power, or are you bored with life that you have to...
He had said something. The one thing that really stuck out, and I don't think we have this audio clip, but he said something about he's always been like a pleaser, a person who always gives and never takes. And that's his reaction. Like that's part of, he's always
so
a giver, always a giver,
point.
Always a giver up until like recently. Yeah. Up until now. Now, he is like totally jaded. He doesn't give a crap anymore because I'm always been the giver and this is my way of, it's like, that's the vibe I got off of how he said it. He said it way better than I did, but it seems like there is something missing and that's why he's like this, but it's not because he's got daddy issues or something, but he always had to please somebody. He always had to please, do it again, take two, that kind of stuff.
Somebody's supposed to feel bad for him.
I don't think it elicited any sympathy, but it explained it. It explained
it. I don't know if that's really a good explanation for telling your ex-wife that you're going to cut off her head and put it in a box and mail it to her mother.
No, mom.
Mom.
I'm going to mail it to your mom.
That's why his kids were taken away, by the way.
Yes,
Brooke Mueller
allegedly
filed a restraining order.
She's a hot mess, too. She's in day treatment.
But this isn't the first time that she's... said that he's threatened her like that.
Yeah, I know, right? And she was, I don't know, he was asked last night about being violent. He tiptoed around it.
Well, when you're so coked out.
Or whatever. Or what?
He always seemed like.
Do you even remember what you do and how you act?
But he's like that kind of crazy hyper guy. He was like that 20 years ago when I saw an interview with him on Entertainment Tonight. They were doing this bio of him like 3 years.
Yeah.
He's always been like, he's always been like frenetic.
Well, he said if we put his brain in our bodies, we would be like, oh, unplug this thing.
Yeah, we'd blow up.